This is Stateside. I'm Christina Shockley in for Lester Graham. If you're heading up to the UP this summer for a vacation, maybe you'll stay in a hotel or maybe you'll be camping in a tent. One cartoonist from Chicago used to spend his summers in a cottage shaped like a pickle barrel. In Grand Marais, on the shore of Lake Superior, you can take a look at this unique little place. It's a pickle barrel-shaped structure. It's now a museum. Kathy Eager is treasurer and archivist for the Grand Marais Historical Society. Kathy, this pickle barrel-shaped cottage was built for cartoonist William Donahue. Who was he? It sounds like he had a unique personality.
Well, Bill Donahue was a cartoonist, and he was originally from the Ohio area, from a well-to-do family. He was the youngest of three boys and used to amuse himself by playing with little toy screws and animals and things that he would create himself. He loved things in miniature. And when he became older, he became a cartoonist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer and eventually went to the Chicago Tribune and syndicated what became a very famous cartoon called The Teeny Weenies, about little two-inch tall people that lived in a garden under a rose bush. And he ran these in the Sunday Comics for over 50 years. To date, I believe it may be one of the longest-running cartoons ever published by the same author. So his stories were run every Sunday in the papers and became syndicated around the country. Stories of little people that had adventures in their little community, and everything that he published had something in it that had come from the human world, so you could see the proportions. They might make a house out of a shoe, or they might use playing cards as roofing materials. But the Teeny Weenies became very, very popular, and in the 1920s, the Monarch Food Company of Chicago licensed the characters to sell a whole brand of Teeny Weenie food products aimed at children. There were Teeny Weenie popcorn, Teeny Weenie peanuts, toffees, but their signature product was Teeny Weenie sweet pickles that were sold in a little 8-inch high wooden pickle keg. People would buy the keg at the store and then take the keg back to the store to be refilled. And one of his ads for the food company showed one of the wooden pickle kegs being used as a house for some teeny-weeny newlyweds. And the Monarch Food Company got the idea that, hey, we'll build a life-size pickle house for the creator. So they contracted with the barrel company in Chicago that was making the small barrels, and they created this double-barreled cottage house. The main barrel is 16 feet tall and has two stories. And there's an 8-foot-tall barrel attached at the rear that functions as a kitchen, and they're connected by a pantry. So what the barrel company did was they knocked it all apart, brought it up here on flat cars, and assembled it in the woods at Sauble Lake, which is just west of the town of Grand Marais. And the Donahues used it as a summer cottage for 10 years. But in the intervening time, it became very popular and well-known, and sometimes they had up to 200 people a day showing up wanting to see inside their pickle house. And even on the weekends, they would lock the barrel on Sunday and go hide in the woods to get away from the company. So after 10 years of that, they got tired of all the people and gave it to a local Grand Marais businessman who moved it into town. And in the intervening years, it became an information center and an ice cream stand and a gift shop. But in 2003, the building had been empty for about 10 years and was becoming very dilapidated. So the Grand Marais Historical Society managed to find the money to purchase the property in the building and restore it so it looks like it did when it was the summer cottage out at Sauble Lake. And today it's open for the public to come and visit.
Do you know, what did William Donahue think about this when he was presented with this idea about having a summer cottage that was in the shape of a pickle barrel?
Well, he'd been coming up here for many, many years to fish. It was one of his favorite places to be. And he was good friends with the president of the Monarch Food Company. So I think he went along with the idea. His wife didn't know anything about it. It was really a surprise for her. I don't think they anticipated how popular it would become. But they loved the children and they loved the visitors. It just became a little bit too much to have so many of them. But for 10 years, they used it every summer from May to October, and they stayed out at the lake. They didn't have any electricity or running water, but they had a pump and kerosene lanterns and wood stove heat, and they really enjoyed it. In fact, they liked the area so much that after the barrel was moved into town, they built a cabin on the same spot and continued to use it for the next 30 years or so.
And today it's a museum.
Yes, it is. And we've restored it to look like it did when it was the cottage out at Sauble Lake. It's open daily from 1 to 4 during July and August and on weekends in September and June. And we would love to have people come up and visit it. Children love it. We have a teeny-weeny treasure hunt for the kids. We have little teeny-weeny characters hidden throughout the building. And if they can find them all, we give them a prize. And people just love to come in and look around. So it's here, and we'd love to see people.
Does William Donahue still have family in the area?
He does. He and his wife Mary didn't have any children of their own, but some of his great nieces still live in the area, and they are in fact members of our historical society and help us maintain the building.
What do you find most interesting about William Donahue?
I'd have to say it was his connection to children. He started the Teeny Weeny cartoons when one of his neighbor's three-year-old daughters burst into tears upon seeing one of the contemporary Sunday comics of the time where someone was kicking someone down the stairs. And Donahue was very disgusted by this, and he said, "By gosh, there's so much violence in these cartoons. I want to do something that's gentler for children." And that's what gave him the idea of the Teeny Weeny cartoons in the first place. So he went from there to create these famous cartoons, which were embraced by children around the world and ended up being syndicated in newspapers all over the world. Even after he moved the Pickle Barrel into Grand Marais and gave it to a local businessman, he continued to invite children out to visit him at the cottage, and he actually trained the local chipmunks in the woods to come out and do tricks with peanuts. He trained them to go up and down ladders and across tightropes and run around wheels. He had a little chipmunk circus, and the kids in town would ride their bikes out to see the chipmunk circus at the lake, and there are still some people in town today that remember doing that when they were children. So that's one of my favorite things about him, is his connection to the kids.
Kathy Eager is treasurer and archivist for the Grand Marais Historical Society. She spoke with me about the Pickle Barrel House Museum, which is in Grand Marais. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you for letting me talk with you about it.